The United Carters Front, UCF, through its national leadership, is re-strategizing and rebranding itself to take its rightful place in the scheme of running and managing the NDC party. This is to eradicate corruption and ensure that the current government succeeds. The national chairman of the United Carters Front, Kofi Akins, stated this at the Greater Accra Regional Congress of the group, a report by Maria Tule and Sylvia Ajomeni.
The United Carters Front is the genesis and backbone of the NDC party, and they stand for probity, accountability, equity and justice within the party and the country at large. The national chairman, Kofi Akins, said because the Carters have not been active for some time now, it has led to some alleged corruption cases, saying the time has come for them to take up the mantle and ensure that the NDC government succeeds. He said the time has come for Carters to put monetary consideration aside and ensure that corruption is eradicated. Mr. Akins stated that the issues of corruption and looting should remain enemies to their cause.
Monetary is becoming a big problem in the organization now of the party politics. Everybody needs money, and that is accounting for these all sorts of tricks, methods are being used just to get money. The cadre corps, we are not put together because we want to share some money. That's only no. And we think that it's time to reintroduce that, because if you want to follow money, it will fail. Not everybody have the money. You can't buy everybody. All of them cannot be big men. You see, many were called, few are choosing. The leadership will pick some people in his view that they think they can do the job based on your qualification, your ability, that kind of thing. But if you are lucky to get the office, you don't abuse that office. You must account to those who you are representing as a place. Not you are the most beautiful person or the most qualified person. No, there are more brain, better brain around. Maybe by virtue of luck, you have it. So you own the duty to do the best.
The General Secretary of the United Carters Front, Efenam Inyakun, suggested that the ruling party should establish complaints units throughout the country to welcome grievances from the ordinary Ghanaian. Citing the Jida incident, Mr. Inyakun said those found culpable in the Jida scandal should be punished.
If indeed there was that level of corruption at Jida, then all those who were culpable must be sanctioned to serve as a deterrent to others. Because corruption in such high places where people must know better and where people must have the interests of the nation at heart should not be countenanced in the least.
He appeals to government to involve cadres in boards and committees, inviting ministers and other executives.
The cadre corps has a store of knowledge on who actually belongs to the party, who has the idiosyncrasies of the party at heart, and who knows the direction of the party. And that is why we are calling for the president to consider the idea of having cadres on boards or on committees that vet people.
He urged the cadres to organize the Young Cadres League to take over from them in future.
A report by Maria Tule and Sylvia Ajomeni.